Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk. Ever feel like life's a whirlwind? Like you're constantly on the go, reacting to things instead of really taking stock? You know that feeling when you crave some peace and quiet just to think, truly think? Well, today we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for reflection and growth. It might sound a little Zen-like, but trust me, this isn't about fancy meditation retreats or chanting in the Himalayas. This is about carving out time and space in your everyday life to connect with yourself on a deeper level, which ultimately fuels everything else, your relationships, your work, your passions, you name it. Think of it like this. Our brains are incredible machines, constantly processing information, making decisions, juggling a million things at once. But just like any machine, they need regular maintenance and downtime to function optimally. That's where reflection comes in. It's about hitting the pause button, stepping back from the chaos, and giving your mind the space it needs to process, analyze, and learn. So, how do we create this magic space? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll set you up for success. First off, identify your reflection style. Are you a journaler? A nature lover? Do you find solace in music or creative expression? Figure out what activities help you tap into that introspective zone. Maybe it's a morning walk before the day kicks off, a quiet cup of tea after dinner, or even just 5 minutes of mindful breathing before tackling that big project. Second, schedule it in. You wouldn't skip your dentist appointment, would you? Treat reflection time with the same importance. Block out time in your calendar, literally mark it down as me time, something non-negotiable. Even 15 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Third, ditch the distractions. Phone on silent, notifications off, no social media scrolling, create a physical and mental sanctuary where you can truly focus in. Imagine a cozy corner in your home, a peaceful park bench, or even just that quiet spot in your car during your commute. Fourth, be curious, not judgmental. When reflecting, resist the urge to criticize yourself or dwell on negative thoughts. Instead, approach it with genuine curiosity. What am I feeling? What am I learning? What do I need more of in my life? This is about self-discovery, not self-critique. Finally, take action. Reflection isn't just about sitting and thinking, it's about using those insights to make positive changes in your life. Identify the key takeaways from your reflection sessions and translate them into actionable steps. Maybe you realize you need more time for creative pursuits, or perhaps you identify a relationship that needs some attention. Take that leap, make the change, and watch yourself grow. Think about it, have you ever had a problem or decision nagging at you? A project at work feeling overwhelming? A situation with a loved one just leaving you frustrated? You know those moments where you feel stuck, like your mind's playing on repeat. Taking that time to step back, reflect on the situation from different angles, can be absolutely game-changing. It helps you identify solutions you might have missed otherwise. I remember back in college, I was feeling super stressed about this huge presentation coming up. Instead of letting the anxiety spiral out of control, I took a couple of hours to just sit and brainstorm. I wrote down everything that was stressing me out, then started jotting down ideas on how to tackle each point. By the end of those few hours, I had a clear plan, a newfound sense of calm, and ended up delivering one of my best presentations ever. So, remember, creating a safe space for reflection isn't about being perfect or having it all figured out, it's about making time for yourself, giving your mind the space to breathe, and using those insights to create a more fulfilling life. Ready to make it happen? Take that first step today. Schedule in even just 15 minutes of reflection time tomorrow. Find a quiet spot, put on some calming music, light a candle, whatever helps you create that peaceful sanctuary. And as you reflect, remember this. You're capable of amazing things, but growth starts with self-awareness and a commitment to exploring your inner world. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little reflection time. Let's inspire each other to grow and thrive. And until next time, keep brainstorming, keep evolving, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.